Ik zou hem.
This time, and it is good that your hearts and your minds are open to all that exists. And although you say you would wish to have contact with other beings, may I just say to you, my dear friends, it is important that you make contact and get to know your own fellow beings much better. Then the natural course of things will take you to those meetings that you desire. But firstly, it is important that you explore yourselves and other beings on this planet. Understand them first, and then the understanding of others will become much easier.
Do you mean understanding other beings on this planet, other humans?
Or yes.
Yeah.
Your fellow man. Yes. It is good to want to understand those from other planets. Of course it is. And I applaud your openness. But firstly, become more aware of the being who sits next to you, to the human being in the next room, in the next town, in the next city. Encourage that knowledge to grow. That is important. And I know you understand, and I know it is in your nature to wish for other things. But firstly, know yourselves. Could any one of you make contact with someone many miles from here? Not yet, because you have not put yourselves to that exercise. So, my dear friends, you see, it is important to become aware of that being within yourselves, first and foremost. Then all other happenings can take place.
But I personally don't think the planet is anywhere near. I think we're all too busy
So putting ourselves first.
Yes.
And at the moment, the condition in which this planet finds itself, I think it would only be detrimental at the moment. And that's why, you know, we haven't shown anybody for some time, I don't think.
Only those who are truly believing, are wishing to extend their knowledge, will make this type of contact. After all, why should those beings with superior knowledge entrust themselves to not lesser beings, but beings with less knowledge? They would, of course, be cautious.
Sorry.
Yes.
I mean, mistrusting of the humankind is mistrusting of each other. So I think until we've overcome that as a...
Yes.
As a populace.
Yes. So I say only to you, dear friends, to develop your own inner being. I have told you this on many occasions, but it applies also to this topic that you have been discussing.
Yes, these are very wise words, and I know, but our brief taster of extraterrestrial matters has nevertheless made it easier for some of us, or me at least, to endeavour to contact scientists who are very often very material in their thinking. And I think there is a lightening of this condition. Some scientists are beginning to feel more that there's much beyond materialism. And with our brief encounter with Boniol, it makes us easier to talk to them about things that go beyond space-time.
Yes.
I can put it like that.
Yes. If you remember the reason for Boniol coming was to demonstrate to you all mind projection,
yes,
which is part of your own being. It
yes.
is to help you to continue to develop that what you are here on this planet.
Yes.
And when you adopt these attitudes to who and what you are, then you become much better beings, spiritual beings, who would then be able to encourage you, many people in your world, by your words, by your actions, by your demonstration, that there is more to living than just this physical body.
Yes, and mind and consciousness.
Yes.
Is something that we have so misunderstood.
Yes. There is still so much to learn. Yes. You are still, if I might equate it with a school, you are still in the infancy of teaching.
Yes.
But the very fact that your hearts and your minds are open gives us much hope.
So you would encourage us to certainly continue to try to develop our attempts at mind projection with each other and
yes.
telepathy.
Yes. Mm. And then that will enable you to go further. Of course. Yes.
I was listening to a radio program late last week, and I was so compelled, I nearly telephoned them. This chap draws in and paints in his sleep, and he's been to lots of doctors over the years, and they have no answers for him. And it suddenly came to me. It's like, you know, I wonder if this is psychic artistry that he's being used by artists from spirit. He can only paint when he's asleep. And when in waking state, he can't draw. He draws very little. He draws like a child, in fact. And I just wondered if you had any comments about that.
Yes. Of course, you realize that in sleep state, you return home to rejuvenate the spirit. And, of course, you are much in tune with spirit when you are in the sleep state.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, that is what is happening.
I thought so.
Yes.
I nearly rang in. I wanted to discuss it on the program, but a little bit of self-doubt, I think, crept in, and I missed my opportunity. But part of me wishes I had, but... unlike George, the choice of my words might not have been appropriate for the radio at the time.
But you know in your mind and your heart what is happening.
Yes.
You cannot always persuade another person. As we have said on many occasions, that you can sow seeds, but you cannot make people believe.
No. I had a feeling, though, that he wanted answers.
Yes.
And I believed in this instance that I probably could have helped just by sowing that seed, a thought that he may not have had before.
Yes.
But anyway, I'm sure the opportunity will arise again, because I don't think it's the last time we've heard of this... we know it exists, but this phenomenon, I think, is going to be talked about a lot more.
Yes. You must realize and recognize that many things are talked about in your world today.
Mm.
And it is widely known. But still, there are so many doubters.
Mm.
But it's... will come, the time will come when the tide begins to change. But as always, my dear friends, I tell you, patience.
Hmm.
It is happening, maybe too slowly for some, but I can assure you that that tide is turning.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Just a funny little thing that he said that just amused me, really. And that was, he decided that he wouldn't put boils beside his bed because they were too messy on the bed sheets. And I thought that was really quite funny. So he uses pencils and watercolours, but certainly not oils.
That is his own free will coming into play.
Oh, right. Yeah, of course.
Yes. And why not? Well, that really, my dear friends, was all I wish to say to you for this time. Unless you have any questions for me.
No,
I will leave you.
Thank you.
There is one.
Yes.
You have spoken to us about EVP, electronic voice phenomena.
Yes.
And I received a letter from one of our readers, and he says that he was able to examine the background sound from one of our meetings.
Yes.
And he manipulated it. I think he expanded and changed the speed, and was able to hear a large number of commentaries going on. Now, I've read that in this type of situation, some people seem able to hear these things, while others cannot.
Yes.
I'm not sure as to how accurate the claims of this gentleman are. So I wondered if you could say a little more about manipulation of background sound and the extent of conversation that one is likely to hear.
Yes, I understand your question, my dear friend. Let me say only this to you. This phenomenon, as you call it, does exist.
Yes.
In the same way as within this room, there may be people who can hear or see whilst others do not, even although they are within the same situation. It is the same with the mediums upon your earth who hear the voice of spirit. Why should it be that they can hear while others do not? It is a matter of their capabilities, of their development. Yes. And in the same way, the more you listen to these voices, the clearer they become to the listener. But the listener has to know what he is looking for.
Yes. I noticed some scientists have produced enormous quantities of recorded sound.
Yes.
And found just one or two phrases that they could identify.
Yes. You have to remember that mankind is not aware of all levels of energy. And it is the frequencies of the energies that are being tapped into. But yes, I can tell you, voice phenomena does exist, and those who are using it at all times become much more acutely aware.
Yes.
Of those background.
Yes, then I suspect that the gentleman I've been hearing from has become acutely aware.
Yes. Yes. It has probably come from listening many, many times and developing his own acute awareness.
Yes. He is a musician, I know.
Yes.
And that possibly...
It helps. Yes, it would.
Oh, that clarifies that beautifully. Thank you.
Just quickly, Richard, my son, you know Salome, he's heard voices, hasn't he, all his life? All his growing up, he could hear voices all the time. He still does. He's learned to shut them out and cope with them now. He knows what they are. So I presume, is that a similar thing as to what you're talking of, or...?
It is on the same level as the mediums who can hear clairaudiently. Mm. In the same way, people are clairvoyant. Not everyone has the ability.
Richard hears numerous conversations all at the same time, as if he's in a party situation.
Yes, but it is a slightly different. What the voice phenomenon is levels of energy
like
in the background.
Frequency.
Yes, whereas clairaudience is direct hearing from spirit.
Right, I see.
You understand?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Yes.
And this would be the same for seeing the human aura as well. That if you try and try, eventually you'll be able to see more and more.
The more you develop your senses,
yes,
the easier it becomes.
I think to be able to see the human aura must be a wonderful experience, and it's something I've tried to start to work on.
Yes, but again, my dear friend, have patience.
Yes.
You all have that ability.
Yes.
It is whether you have the dedication.
Yes.
Because unfortunately, most of you human beings are very impatient.
Right. Yes.
Remember that time is of no importance.
Yeah.
I think we try too hard, actually.
Yes.
On one level.
Yes.
Rather than going, as you always said, go inwards, not on a
yes.
conscious level that way. We try too hard.
Yes. It will come, but you must be open to it.
Yes.
Yes. And now, my dear friends, I will take my leave. As always, I leave you cloaked in my love and protection, and we will await and see what else there is to come this time.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
I'm not impressed with you.